from heaven by taking your blood and also bringing it to the city. Another person who may be in a greater position will not apply this situation and establish another peace.
In this way, the path of argument will never be safe or conclusive. The Srimad Bhagavatam recommends, therefore, that one follow in the footsteps of the authorities.
So, the prophet, in devotional style, one cannot manufacture anything. The authoritative statement of acharya, that we'll have to follow. Mahajana Dhina Gatastha Pantha. We should not manufacture, invent anything. As they are stated in the shastras, confirmed by spiritual master and acharyas, that is yes. Nobody can say, I think devotional practice should be like this. No, therefore spiritual master is the guidance. He is the representative of the acharyas. In this way he should make progress, not by concoction.
Here is a general description of devotional service given by Srirupa Goswami in his Bhakti Vasali of the Shinjuru. Previously, it has been stated that devotional service can be divided into three categories, namely devotional service of practice, devotional service of ecstasy, and devotional service of pure love of God. Now, Srirupa Goswami proposes to describe devotional service of practice. Practicing is going our senses in some particular type of work. Therefore, devotional service and practice is utilizing our different sensory organs in service to Krishna. Some of the senses are meant for acquiring knowledge and are contributing to executing the conclusions of our thinking, feeling, and willing. So practice means employing both the mind and the senses of the service. This practice is not simply developing something artificial. For example, a child learns to practice to walk. Since walking is not unnatural, the walking from that feet is there for visibly in the chapter, and simply by an impact that you walk very naturally. Similarly, devotional service to the Supreme Lord is the natural thing of our living entity. Even uncivilized men like the Aborigines offer their respectful obeisances to something wonderful instituted by ancient law. And they appreciate that the best and wonderful institutions for action there is something supreme. So this practice, though not normal in those who are materially contaminated, is found in every living entity. And, when purified, this is the power of Krishna consciousness.
This obedience, the sense of obedience to higher authorities, to love somebody, these propensities are there in everyone. Even a child you have seen, when there is some people, they also clap their hands, they also try to dance. This is natural. So this has to be little organized. That is called practice. Otherwise, the things are there, dormant, sometimes by bad association. That dormant propensities are cut down. They forget. The present situation is like that. The so-called material advancement has cut down the dormant propensities for loving God or Krishna. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Jaravidya Sab Mayar Vaibhav. Jaravidya Sab Mayar Vaibhav. Tomar Bhagavane Bhav. The more artificially he make advancement of material civilization. The more we become away from those conditions. Practically we can see people are engaged in developing their material resources. Everyone is busy. And our men are poor, then they think it is simply a waste of time. Or like they are asking something, give them some money, let them go away, and let my business be done. So, this is the propensity observed by Gopinath Thakur. Jadavidya sa mayarvidya. The more we advance in material civilization, we become backward in Krishna consciousness. Our principle is therefore to minimize the artificial necessities of life as much as possible. Nidbandi Krishna Samra, Anasaptasya Vijaya. We should eat, sleep, not for material comfort, but eating is required. Without eating we cannot live. Sleeping is required to give rest for some time. For that purpose we shall eat, sleep, Nidbandi Krishna Sambandi, Anasaptasya Vijaya. We should not be attached. That will make our spiritual progress for the God.
Now, our self-described methods for avoiding our senses and minds in such a way that our own consciousness for love of Krishna will be invoked as much as possible. There are two advantages which, by our accepting and executing them, the father is more of the staff and the lower. Such practice is called
Sadhanavas. Raghavas. Premavas. It's three degrees. So first of all, we have to accept Sadhana in practice.
Everything in the day has a discovered material energy without the being in a psychological condition of madness. And the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, generally the conditioned soul of man, because he is always engaged in activities which are the cause of his mind and suffering. Such spiritual in its original condition is joyful, blissful, eternal, and full of knowledge. Only by identification with material activities has he become miserable, temporary, and full of ignorance. This is Krishna Vikarma. Vikarma means action which should not be done. Therefore, we find that our Dhamma Bhakti refrains from such material activities to offer patience to the spiritual master and to follow many other rules and regulations which will be discussed here one after another. These practices will help one to become cured by madness. As a man's mental disease is cured by the direction of a psychiatrist, so does the Dharma Bhakti cure the conditioned soul of his madness and his fellow's mind through his reason.
Anyone who is not in Krishna consciousness is to be kept as crazy or mad. Pishachi parle jana mutichanna ho. Mayadvrasta jivesei gathau. Just like when a man becomes closely haunted, he does something abnormal. He cannot recognize his own man. He calls his father by inland. So many disturbances. So, Nuram pramatta puruti vikaram. They are so mad that they are engaged only in sinful actions. There are three karmas. Karma, aparma, vikarma. Karma does not mean whatever you like you can do. No. Karma means prescribed duties. Janma karma, guna karma. As you are under the spell of Saturn, material modes of nature, someone is under the modes of goodness, his karma will be different from the person who is under the spell of the modes of ignorance. That will be decided by the teacher or by the acharya. They are described in the Bhagavad Gita that one is under the spell of goodness, his qualities, his symptoms are like this. Sattva-sama-dhamma-pidikha. Similarly, one who is under the spell of passion, his symptoms are like this. It's like a diseased man. If you go to a physician, by your symptoms, he can understand that you have got a certain type of disease, and he gives you the right medicine. Similarly, in the Bhagavad Gita, you find who is under the spell of the most amazing goodness. If he is very sober, intelligent, can understand things as they are to be understood in the modes of goodness. Those who are very much passionate, simply want to enjoy sense enjoyment, they are in the modes of passion. And those who are lazy, very fond of sleeping, nidra alasya, is to be understood in the modes of ignorance. And these are the symptoms. And according to the modes, they act. Therefore, bhakti is not privated to either of them, either in goodness or passion or ignorance. It doesn't matter. Anyone can get to devotional service, sadhana bhakti, provided he agrees to be guided by the direction of the spiritual path. The bhakti is transcendental. It doesn't matter whether one is in goodness, passion, or ignorance. Anyone can take. That is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Manhi patha vrapas sisya jetishu papajonar. Papajonar means the lowest path of ignorance. So Krishna recommends that anyone in Papajoni, Kriya, Vrsa, Katha, Sudra, three, woman and Vrsa and Sudra, they are also considered not very in high position. But Krishna says all of them, if they get to real path of devotional service under the direction of spiritual master, then that is sadhana. To act under the direction of spiritual master direction means he knows Shastra according to the direction of Shastra or Acharya. He gives direction, and if we follow, that is called sadhana. That is called practice. In the beginning, sadhana bhakti must be there. Then, when you get attachment for Krishna, that is called lava. And the more you increase your attachment for Krishna, then it will come to the stage of prema bhakti. You don't become Krishna Premi all of the time. Now I have become Krishna Premi, let me cry. And then after crying, I'm so did not dry, give me cigarette. This kind of bhakti has no end. You see, so many sahajiyas, professionals, they can cry, but they have no love for Krishna. I think one professional reciter, he can cry, and in there are many people around him. But by his writing, by his speech, he can understand that he has no faith in Krishna. In Bombay, I think. When he writes, Tavatya Sovate Mukha Javat Kintin Navasat. A Mukha, a rascal, can be beautiful as long as he does not speak or write. But as soon as one speaks and writes, he can understand what is the local standard of that person. Simply crying is not help. One who is crying for Krishna, he will never come down to the material planet. That crying is not so easy. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to cry, he also said, I am crying for Mexico. So crying automatically comes when actually we are in prema bhakti. But we have to go to that stage gradually, not by anything. Sadhana bhakti, raga bhakti, then prema bhakti. Well. Third
thing is sadhana bhakti, Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 1st chapter, 3rd verse. It says there that you use here, my dear King, when I am fixed by my Krishna behavior, which is called Krishna consciousness, it is the new disregarded, the spiritual master, the final way to the end for the struggle, fixed his mind on Krishna, that is the King of our consciousness.
Yes, this is very important. Somewhere or other, one has to fix his mind in Krishna. And Krishna is not stereotype, the jina. If we want to serve Krishna, there are so many ways. Just like, you know, decide. Somebody is painting, somebody is writing some tablets, somebody is a case in propagating or selling the magazine or editing the magazine. So many different duties. So it is the spiritual master's business to see the disciple in which way he has got the tendency, and he tries to utilize his natural tendency in the matter of self-interest. One has got tendency for a certain thing. That tendency can be engaged in Krishna's service. It is not difficult. Simply, it requires training and guidance. Sakarmanartam abhatsya tam siddhi labhatirata. One has got a particular tendency to walk. By that walk, if it is nicely done, you can satisfy Krishna. Our only business is to satisfy Krishna. Sanuspitasya dharmasya samsiddhi haritojana. Whatever business you may have, it doesn't matter. Whatever talent you have got, it doesn't matter. If you can utilize that talent for Krishna's satisfaction, then your life is satisfied.
Sri Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu, the general
authorized
program is for the general practice for everyone, whatever tendency he may have differently. But the general platform is to chant Hare Krishna. That will change the way for everyone. Well,
you say they have so much problem that it's eating your death and conviction. That is eating another problem. Somehow or another, we're missing my Krishna. The great thing of the Vishnu Maharaj, although the Prophet came up, fixed his mind on Krishna. Similarly, anyone who tries to fix his mind in this way will very naturally make struggle and successfully combine into the Vishnu of Krishna consciousness. Now, the Sakana Bhakti, or practice of devotional service, can also be divided into two parts. The first part is called living with the principles. One has to follow the different living with the principles by the order of the spiritual master, or on the strength of authorized scriptures, and there can be no question of refusal. That is called Vaishnava, or living with it. One has to do it without any argument. Another part of Sakana Bhakti is called Raghunatha. Raghunatha refers to the point at which, by following the meaning of the principles, one becomes a little more attached to Krishna and executes the devotional service of the natural love. For example, a person engaged in devotional service may be ordered to try in the early mornings and offer arti, which is a form of deity worship. In this occasion, by the order of the spiritual master, one rises early in the morning and offers arti, but then he develops real attachment. When he gets this attachment, he automatically starts to enter into duty and prepare different kinds of judges to fix the different plans to execute his devotional service nicely. Although it is within the category of practice, this offering of devotional service is spontaneous. So the practice of devotional service, by another monkey, can be divided into two parts, namely regularity and spontaneity. Rupa Goswami defines the first part of devotional service for Vaisi Bhakti as follows. When there is no attachment or no spontaneous love of service to the Lord, and one is engaged in the service of the Lord simply out of obedience to the order of the spiritual master to bond with the Lord, such obligatory service is called Vaisi Bhakti. These principles of Vaisi Bhakti are also described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 1st chapter, verse 35. The Sukadeva Goswami instructs the Shri Maharaj Krishna as to the importance of action. Maharaj Krishna had Sukadeva Goswami just to leave before death, and the king has reflect as to what should be done before he was to pass on. Many other sages also arrived there, but no one could give him the proper direction. Sukadeva Goswami, however, gave this direction to him as follows. My dear king, if you want to be fearless, then you can be definite. But actually everyone is afraid of going to death. And he must immediately begin to love to hear and chanting and remembering God. If one can chant and hear the Krishna, and always remember the Krishna, he will surely become a different success, which may come at any moment.
Yes. This is our prescription. The chant Hare Krishna mantra without any stop. And even death comes. Death may come at any moment. But if at the time of death, somehow or other, if an utter Krishna, remember Krishna, as soon as you utter the name of Krishna, you remember Krishna's form, Krishna's practice, everything. So, let us chant Hare Krishna mantra 24 hours. There is no impediment. Anyone, ahoy to give up patihata. Nobody can check it. If you are determined that I shall always chant Hare Krishna mantra, nobody can say. But we do not feel so much attached to the chanting, therefore it is checked. So, therefore you have fixed up a certain round that we have given to you, 16 rounds. At least as a regulative principle, we must chant. Then gradually we may increase and automatically chant Hare Krishna mantra. That will be very good. After all,
in the same way, Sukadeva Goswami, when he said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Sri Krishna, therefore Sukadeva recommends that one should always hear about Krishna. He does not recommend that one hear a chant about the demigod. The Mayavadi, conversely, say that you can chant any name, either Radha Krishna or go to the Ganesha, and the result will be the same. But actually, this is not a fact. According to the authorized rule of Srimad Bhagavatam, one has to hear and chant about Lord Vishnu, Krishna, only.
Savanam, Kintanam, Vishnu. It is specifically that in medicine. Not that and the Mahamadi say that you can chant any name. No, Shastra says, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padasevanam, Hatsanam Bandhanam Gartam, Shakkamatamvi. So, as it is recommended by the Shastra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. We should chant this. Why? Other demigods say, the Bhavali Krishna, they misguide us. Shastra says, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, three times. Only the name of Lord Krishna, Hare. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevala. Kalo Nastiva, 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 Vatilana. There are many places. Kittanareva Krishnasa, Mukta Sangha Parambhaji. This is said by Sundar Krishna. Simply by chanting this Hare Krishna Mantra, one becomes liberated and transferred to the spiritual world. Kalo Dosa Nidhi Ravan, Yati Vikumanu. In this age, there are so many faults. But there is one sublime benefit, that is this, that simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, one becomes free from this material world and is transferred to the spiritual world.
He also mentioned that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Sarvatma. Sarvatma means the super soul of everyone. Krishna is also mentioned as Supreme, the Supreme Controller who is situated in everyone's heart. Therefore, if somewhere or other we become attached to Krishna, he will make us free from all danger. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that anyone who becomes a devotee of the Lord is never vanquished. Others, however, are always vanquished. Vanquish means that after getting his human form of life, a person does not come out of it, he is hanging a person there, and thus misses his golden opportunity. Such a person does not know where he is going by the world of nature. Suppose one does not develop Krishna consciousness in his human form of life. He will be thrown into the cycle of birth and death involving 8,400,000 species of blood, and his spiritual identity will remain lost. One does not know whether he is going to be a plant, or a beast, or a bird, or something like that, because there are so many species of life. The recommendation of Rupa Goswami for reviving our original Krishna consciousness is that somehow or other we should apply our mind to Krishna very seriously, and thus become fearless of death. After death, we return to our destination, because we are completely under control of the laws of nature. Only Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is controlling over the laws of nature. Therefore, if we take shelter of Krishna seriously, there will be no fear of being thrown back into the cycle of so many species of life. A sincere devotee will surely be transferred to the Lord of Krishna as a friend of the Bhagavad Gita.
We are under the control of the material nature. Everyone can realize it. Nobody can be free. But the process of freedom is also stated there. Devi Sadhunami Mama Maya Dhrataya Mameva Japrapada. If anyone takes to the lotus feet of Krishna, surrenders there and be engaged in his service, then these laws of material nature will be slapped or almost nil. Karmani Nidhati Kintucha Bhakti Vajan. These are the statements of the Shastra. Laws of material nature means karma. You act in certain way and you get the result, good or bad. That is called karma. Sat karma or asat karma. Actually everything is asat karma. Antava Tufalam Pesha, Tadabhavati Albami Nisha. So, you are taking, accepting that good work is nice, but it is also boundless. Suppose you give in charity. So, the laws of nature is that if you give one by charity, you get four. So now accept that four. You have to take birth again. Jaman Nastamdas Thakur said, karmakanda, janakanda, sakali, visharakanda. Karmakanda means if you act very quietly, next life you get good birth, good opulence, money, janma isadya sukha, good education, beautiful body. These are the resultant actions of sattva-karma. And asat-karma means you become poor, ugly, without any education, no riches, always hungry. These are the results of asat-karma. So this is called karma-kanda. And jnana-kanda means to try to merge into the existence of the law. Please, even if you do, but because you are under the impression of impersonalism, you again fall down. So both by the action of karmakanda and janakanda, one is not secure. Therefore, Narottamdas Thakur says, sakali visharakanda. Poison, either in a golden pot or in an iron pot. It is the effect is the same. So, bhakti is neither for karmakanda nor for jnana-karma. Jnana-karma anabritam. That is real bhakti. Anna-vilasita sunnam jnana-karma anabritam. Anupullina krishna-anusuranam bhakti-ruttama. Bhakti should not be contaminated by karma and jnana. Bhakti should remain pure. Then the result will be very quick and nice.
In the Bhagavad Gita, also the same chapter to the Gita, there is a thing that one should always remember Lord Vishnu. It's called jnana, meditation, always remember Krishna. It is said that one has to meditate with his mind fixed upon Vishnu. Bhagavad Gita recommends that one always fix his mind on the form of Vishnu by meditation and not pretend at any moment. And this state of consciousness is called samadhi, prayer.
Yes. Satatam smartabha Vishnu. This is the Indian sense. One should always remember Vishnu, the form of Vishnu. That is possible only when you have enhanced a little in the path of loving Krishna and Vishnu. Premanjana charita bhakti vilosane santas sadaiva vilesha vilosane. So everything is possible provided we are serious. Then everything is possible. But otherwise, why Rupa Goswami has taken so much trouble in the matter of giving us bhakti rasamrita sindhu, quoting from so many innumerable shastras, sadhana pravarta, nana shastra vichara naika nipuno, sadhana pravarta. The Goswami is so compassionate with the fallen human society that he, especially the Rupa Goswami, all the Goswami, they first of all search out all the data of spiritual life and quoted them in each and every line. Sufficiently he quoted from Shastra. This is the business of sadhu. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. They will act in the same way. There is no difference of opinion. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, Bhakti. One has to see a sadhu by corroborating his statement according to the shastras or none of that's fun.
We should always try to mold the activities of our lives in such a way that we will constantly remember Krishna.
Just like in the temple. Here, every business is in connection with Krishna. Otherwise, what is the difference between this house and the next house? There, Krishna is not. And just in this door, everything is Krishna. That is the difference between ordinary house and temple. Ordinary house, they are also busy in purchasing things from the market, cooking them, and eating very nicely, sufficiently. But according to Shastras, they are eating all things. Je pachyanti atmakaranat, bhujyanti te abhanga paapa. In a temple, same business is going on. Same marketing, same cooking, same eating, everything is going on, but in relationship with Krishna. Where this relationship is there always, Krishna, then every house becomes a temple. That is required. We are simply setting example that how we can execute our daily affairs in connection with Krishna. That is our problem. Every grihastha, every house, what is the difficulty? Everyone can install the deity, all the family members can gather together, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and read Shastras as we are doing in this temple. But the present tendency is that they have got sufficient time to smoke, they have got sufficient time for playing cards, they have sufficient time for drinking, going to the cinema, going to the sports, but they have no time for developing Krishna consciousness. This is the reason. As soon as you talk to them about Krishna consciousness, they will immediately say, sir, we have no time. And for other things, the paraphernalia of Kali Yuga, they have got enough time. They read newspapers, all full of rascal news. One man has stolen, one man has kidnapped, one man has stabbed. These news feel very great interest in this. And as soon as he present Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Kali Yuga. This is the position. Therefore, there is a great necessity for pushing out this Krishna consciousness movement. That is the best welfare activity to the human society. All of them, they are rascals. Above the job. The Shastra is said, they are being defeated by the onslaught of material nature. These rascals, they do not know. They are thinking they have become great leaders, philanthropists, nationalists, politicians, scientists, philosophers, but they are killing themselves and others. Nothing we do, sartha, nothing we do. They do not know how to make progress. Therefore, a person who has understood little value of this Krishna consciousness, he should take this movement very seriously and be serious to the fallen soul. That is the best one. That is the best one. Fine.
Whether one concentrates his mind in the four-handed form of Vishnu or on the form of three-handed Vishnu, it is the same. The Padma-Purana recommends somehow or other always think of Vishnu without forgetting him under any circumstances. Actually, this is the most basic of all principles. For when there is an order from a superior about doing something, there is simultaneously a prohibition. When the order is that one should always remember Krishna, the prohibition is that one should never forget him. Within this simple order and prohibition, all regulative principles are found and completed. This regulative principle is applicable to all kinds of
principles. Yes. The regulative principles are meant for everyone, all varnas and asanas. Not that Five now sannyasis have got the abstract form. Therefore, regulatory principle is not meant for me. It is for the country. It is aspect. Yagyadhara tapas kriya, not ajam, yagyadhara tapas, tapasya. Following the regulative principle means tapasya. So, I have renounced the world, I have become sannyasi, I have renounced the world, that doesn't mean I have renounced all these things. Yagyadhara tapas kriya. No, these things are not to be renounced. Yagyadhara tapas kriya, not ajam, they are not to be renounced. Yagyadhara tapas kriya pavanani manishana. Even if you have become a great saintly person, it still you should continue yagyadhara tapas kriya. This is the intention of the sadhana. It should not be given up at any stage. Pavanani manishana. All right. Thanks, Anish.